Moment, Teacher. Please tell me.
Okay. This is my edge and move it down.
It's your what band?
It's a horse band. Horses like bands.
Oh, a horse band, yes. Yes, you've seen that, haven't you?
It's in Disney Park.
Pardon?
In Disney Park.
Disney Park.
Hee. You want to bang it? You want to bang the big, huge drum?
Bang the big, huge drum.
You want to bang it? Come on.
You want me to bang it?
Yeah.
Bang, bang, bang.
Good. Hello, Mummy. You're good, Jean.
Am I a good Jean? Well, that's nice to know.
I got some bells.
You have, yes.
I want them for two, so I have that one out of the door. What about this button?
Uncle David bought you that when you were only a baby.
Yeah.
Because he was determined you were going to have a drum so you could make lots of noise. So this is nice, isn't it? There's a little drum and two bells. And there's that phone. And that button, when you press it, makes some beads pop up and down. And they make a rattling noise, don't they?
Yeah. I want to press the button.
Like me to press the button. How's that? I actually think we better put it to one side now and have our breakfast, don't you?
Oh, no, I want to play music.
Right, so that's it. We'll play with it later.
No,
it's breakfast time, Thomas. It's going to make too much noise. You know what Mummy's like in the morning before she's had a breakfast. Ooh. Now, you like band music, don't you? We had the radio on the other day and a band started playing. And you said about nine bands.
Yeah. I wanted to be a policeman.
You wanted to be what?
Policeman. And that big horse.
Oh, yes. Yes.
I wanted to go on one.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I wanted to be a policeman.
Did you?
Yeah.
Yeah, so we saw that band, didn't we? And there were two horses. They weren't really leading the procession. I think the police horses and the policemen were just there to make sure there was no trouble. And then the band played, didn't it? And people marched along, banging drums and singing. And when we saw Auntie Mabel, that programme on the television, do you remember when they collected all the daffodils?
Yeah.
In Lincoln, wasn't it? We watched all of the people who worked for the daffodil growers,
yeah,
growing daffodils and picking daffodils.
Put them in the machine.
That's right, they put them in the machine and they... What did they do? What did the machine do? It stacked them into bunches of 20, didn't it?
Yeah.
And cut them so the stalks were all the same length. That's right, you're doing it on the table. Cut them and then wrap them.
Put it in boxes and I'll take it away.
That's right, we put them in
and
boxes.
And the table will take away.
That's right. They put them in boxes in bunches
and,
of 20.
And a big band.
Yes. And then all the boxes went into that very, very cold storage room, didn't they?
Yeah.
And then later on, the lorry came and carried the box. The boxes were stacked into the lorry, and the lorry delivered them. And then Auntie Mabel said, when all the daffodils had been picked and the daffodil season had finished, they had a big procession, didn't they?
Yeah.
And do you remember that song Auntie Mabel sang?
Yeah.
We love a parade when we hear the marching band. We love a parade when the bugle calls. Come join a parade, listen to the music, drums, drum, I can't remember the words. Everybody's having fun at the best parade we know.
Then another band coming.
Another band coming, that's right. Auntie Mabel was on a float, wasn't she? Do you remember the procession?
Yeah.
And the band followed, didn't they?
Yes, and the house.
Pardon?
In the house.
That's right, when she got home, she was still singing that tune, wasn't she? She arrived home, she took her coat off and hung it on the coat peg and hung up Pippin's lead, and she was still going, dee diddle dee 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 dee.
Yeah.
Right, young man.
I'm not.
Are you not a young man?
No, I'm a snot
snot. You're a snot snot? Oh dear, dear. You say snot, snot when you mean pig, don't you?
Yes, I know. These are not pet symbols.
Pardon?
These things are not pet symbols.
Oh, not fitting bowls. They will. Here you are. Look at that. Fit perfectly.
No. I know they are not.
Would you not like it in a bowl?
No.
I will try these today instead of our usual cereal. Daddy's bought them because it says low in fat, 96% fat free.
Then I don't know. I had one in the car.
That's right. When you bought them, you had one in the car, didn't you?
Yeah.
And a little, they taste to me a little bit like popcorn, but they're rice, aren't they? Rice and cheese. Circles, very light, very, very light, like popcorn. Would you like a drink, Thomas?
Yeah.
What'd you say?
Yes, please.
So we've got music time tomorrow, haven't we?
Yeah. It's night time. Doing Disbury now by some sweeties.
Well, we're not going to Disbury yet. We're going to Disbury later on, yes. This afternoon we're going to Disbury.
Disbury Station has a sweet.
No, we're not going to Disbury Station. We're going into Disbury. But then we've got to go back to Disbury tomorrow for music time in the morning, haven't we?
Yeah.
Going to a different music class now.
What do you got, Julian?
Oh, it's some Julian, but you're older now. You're in the 3 to 5 year old class now. So it's a longer session, isn't it? So it doesn't finish now until 12 o'clock. And then by the time we've gone into Didsbury and done what we have to do there and got home, it's usually about 1:30, isn't it? We sang that song with Julian about the mittens, actually. Do you remember that? We've not sung that for a long, long time, have we?
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, I don't know whether he remembered about it, but he started singing it, didn't he? I can't quite remember the words, but...
You can't sing it, Mummy.
But I can't. It's something about... Naughty kittens, you lost your mittens. You shall have no pie. Meow, meow, you shall have no pie. But then later on the kittens find the mittens and the mummy cat says, clever kittens, you found your mittens, you shall have some pie. Meow, meow, you shall have some pie.
Again.
So we'll have to see whether he does it tomorrow. We were on holiday from music group, weren't we?
Yeah.
Over the Easter holiday.
Out of my sight, I saw Papa Bear's place.
Out of what? Oh, yes, I know what you're talking about, yes. The last time we went to music time, we walked.
I walked.
Well, we went round the back, didn't we? You could see. It isn't the back, actually. It's just we took a different route home. It's all those flats. You say they're building a new cottage, but it's actually flats, Tom. It's where the old theatre used to be. Do you remember the day we walked past and it collapsed a few minutes later?
Oh, yeah!
We watched them, didn't they? Knock the old theatre down.
Oops.
And then we watched them dig the foundations, and it was all very exciting last summer.
Then I watched the cement mixer.
We watched the cement mixer, we watched the diggers, we watched all sorts. And then they put lots and lots of boards around so nobody could see in. And all of a sudden now the boards are gone and we can actually see what they've built, can't we? It's not finished yet, but they've got the roof on, they've got the front doors on and the windows are in. Excuse me. Did you say my cereal has bones in it?
No, bones in the belly.
I don't say belly, Thomas, I don't like it. Quite tasty these, aren't they?
Yes. I bet it can buy mine. You eat that bit.
Well, I'll have a little bite of yours if you have a little bite of mine. A little okay. Bite of mine. Oops. Well done. Now have a little bite of yours. Nice.
Thank you.
So before Easter, occasionally we went to the 3 to 5 year old class, didn't we, at music time? But we decided to stick with the 2 to 3 year old until after the holidays. Because you were only 3 at the beginning of April, it's the beginning of May now. And most of the people that were in the same class as you will be coming into the 3 to 5 year old, or some of them are already there. So we'll go tomorrow and see how we get on. Remember we saw Julian driving away and putting his sunglasses on?
Yeah! What for?
I know it's a bright day and he was driving. He must have thought sunglasses would improve the way he could see things. Do you like these?
Yeah.
Would you like a piece of cheese with them?
No. This is cream. Cheese.
Just says cheese. I'm having a job to talk while I'm eating it because it's quite dry, isn't it? Thomas. Poor Purdy's not very well, is she?
What for?
She's quite poorly again, isn't she?
Yeah.
Daddy had to take her to the vets this morning.
It's good again.
To have her there for 8:30 in the morning. Because they want to do a blood test and try and find out what's the matter with her. Well, she's not been a very well pussycat, has she?
No, not well chicken.
Not a well chicken, that's right.
Either? Either.
Not a well chicken either?
No.
So, poor old Peter.
The old show chicken.
She had a blood test last week, didn't she?
Yeah. Still. Things not works. So, get you home.
Pardon?
See you back and send you home.
Yeah, they sent her home last week. We took her last Thursday, didn't we? Because she wasn't well and they wanted to see her on Friday morning. We had to leave her, do you remember?
Oh, yeah!
Well, they took her first thing in the morning and then we picked her up at 6 o'clock
at night. What happened?
Well, they did some tests then, didn't they?
No, what happened to her?
Oh, just then we was reaching a piece of kitchen roll to use as a tissue and I just caught my arm on the knife block where the sharp knives are kept.
Oh, no!
Anyway, you can take a look at my elbow and tell me if it's all right.
It's not all right.
Is it not all right? Is it cut?
Yeah.
Oh dear, dear. Pretty a little scratch.
Never.
So we picked Purdy up last Friday and they want to see her, don't they, every week. Until things get better. But she had to go today just for a little blood test. But this time, it was only one where we had to... They just had to take a little bit of blood from it. They didn't have to put it to sleep like they did last week. Last week they gave her a little injection, so she slept a long time.
Her sleepwalk.
Yeah, she had a really deep sleep last week, so they could have a look at her properly. But today they just wanted to, they put a little needle in her neck, didn't they?
Yes.
Well, she didn't like it very much, did she?
No.
Is that what she said?
Yeah.
So we've got to be very gentle. She's got to go back tomorrow night.
Yeah.
After, oops, we can have Papa Daddy's finished work. Have you got a silly laugh, friend?
Find your work.
Pardon?
Search work.
Work?
Stewart.
Stewart?
Stewart's work.
Stewart's work.
Abigail's daddy, Stewart.
Abigail's daddy, Stewart. Oh, did he teach you to laugh like that?
No. Ha, 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 ha! Meow, meow.
Oh, well, you've lost me. Yes, Abigail's daddy's called Stuart. What's Abigail's mummy called?
Val.
Val. And what's Abigail's new sister called?
Bruno.
Can you remember the name of the baby?
Hmm.
Oh, I'm not having a good morning. I've just spilt my tea now. Look at that.
Stupid mummy.
Well, for once, I agree with you. Silly mummy. You shouldn't say that, really, because I have been a bit clumsy today, haven't I? Look at that. Look at this, my new blue T-shirt.
You'll buy another blue shirt.
Well, no, I think I'll probably just wash it, Thomas, rather than buy another one. I made a real mess, haven't I?
Stupid Peter.
Silly mum. Would you like a piece of toast, Thomas? Am I about to laugh?
No, I'm banging this friend.
Oh, don't bang that because it'll shatter. No, Thomas, don't do that.
I'm just banging.
Naughty, you're just not doing that at all. No. You mustn't make a mess. Mummy gets very, very cross when you make a mess with your food. You know that. Now, come on, your beak is empty, so there's no need for you to hold that.
Oh.
No. Ah! No, you can shatter all your night. You're not making a mess. Are you not? Who are you?
I don't know.
You don't know who you are? Oh, well. Perhaps you're Abigail.
I'm not. Aren't
you?
I'm someone else.
Oh, all right. Who are you?
Grandma.
You don't know who you are? Oh, dear. Let me have a look. You've got two ears. You've got some hair. With a little nose. Oh, beautiful brown eyes. You look like Thomas to me. You do look like Thomas Henry. I think it is Thomas Henry, isn't it? Who's that laughing? Who's laughing?
Yeah.
Who's laughing? Who is laughing? Is it Thomas laughing? You're not talking to me now. Oh, well, never mind. It's lovely to have some peace and quiet. Would you like a banana or an apple, Thomas?
I'm not talking.
You're not talking, fair enough. Well, I tell you what, so I'll cut an apple up. Just in case it's an apple you fancy. Purdy might like an apple.
What Purdy?
What Purdy? Our Purdy.
Polly's not like apples.
Doesn't she?
No.
Oh, well, I've cut it up now, so you'll have to have it.
There's a pip on your arm.
Yes, that's right. One of the pips flew out and landed on my arm, didn't it?
What for? That sting.
No, it didn't sting, actually, no. Whoopsie-daisy.
So where's Thomas from?
I don't know, but he's very quiet. I don't like it when he's quiet, but it's not so nice when he talks to me. Otherwise I have to just sit on my own and talk. It's a bit sad, isn't it?
Yeah.
Here we are. Can you hear the birds singing outside? Are you really not talking to me? Oh, that's all right. Poor Mummy. Oh, here's Purdy. Hello, sweetheart. Hello, how are you? Oh, Purdy's here now. Oh, that's a poorly cry, isn't it? Hello.
Who's I have a one?
Oh, I didn't think you were here. You're going to ask Purdy how she is. That's it, gently. Gently. Oh. Are you going to ask her how she is?
What do you have your ears, Mum Purdy?
I think she's probably glad to be home, don't you?
Yeah, me too.
She was only, you're glad to be home, are you? Or are you glad Purdy's at home?
Glad Purdy's home.
So am I. She was only there a few minutes today, wasn't she? You got to go back tomorrow night, though, Poppet. She needs another injection tomorrow. Yes. They're not going to take any blood. They'll be putting some medicine into her, won't they?
Like in the belly.
Yes. And she looks as if she wants some food, so I'll try with a little bit of this, shall we?
Would that do a trick?
Pardon?
Would that do a trick?
This should do the trick.
No.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Well, it's a good sign if she's wanting to eat a little bit of something, isn't it? There you are, that salmon and tuna, Purdy. She should enjoy that.
Cat food.
Cat food, that's right. There you are, pussycat. That's a good girl.
Purdy's life.
Purdy's
life.
Can't say what it says.
Purdy's life.
Purdy's
life.
Purdy's life?
Yeah.
Purdy's life. What do you mean, Purdy's life?
Because it's the Judy custom.
Pardon?
Judy custom.
Excuse me, please. I don't know what you're talking about, Thomas. I'm sorry.
Just a trick.
Just the trick?
Yeah.
I'm hoping this does the trick as well. Oh yeah, Mummy's just taken a little tablet. Because I've been touching Purdy a lot today. Started to make me sneeze, isn't it? It's snuffling.
But not you down there, dinner.
Oh, she is, yeah. he is eating. Can you not see him on the floor here? You probably hear her going chomp, 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 chomp. She's chewing your food. Is your nose tickling as well? Because you kissed Birdie, didn't you? You ought to be careful, really, you know. We shouldn't get our faces too near her.
Yeah.
I think your nose is tickling more because you just had a little piece of fur.
And yet.
Pardon?
Do a tissue. Sugar. Ha. Nana.
Oh, this isn't sugar, this is honey.
I'm just calling it a little bit sugar.
You're calling it a little bit of sugar, are you? It's very sweet. Would you like to taste some?
No.
No, yuck. Thank you. It's not yuck. Would you like a piece of bread, Thomas?
Yuck.
No, would you like a piece of bread?
No, yuck.
Oh, not nice saying that. You love fresh tuna?
Yeah.
Mm.
I love fresh tuna.
Oh, I'm sure Purdy does, yes. Purdy likes all fish and meat, doesn't she?
That and sausage.
Mm. I think you like sausage more than Purdy does.
And meat. And chips. A fish named Custard. Purdy loves custard.
Yes, Purdy likes custard and she likes fish. I don't think she'd like the two together, fish and custard, would she? What can you see outside?
A rain.
Rain?
Look, there's rain.
Mm.
Rain, rain, rain.
It's been really warm, hasn't it, recently?
Yeah.
Nice and sunny. You've been in shorts again, haven't you? Would you like a little bite of this? What are you thinking about? You've gone very quiet.
Because I'm going to plug this muff off.
Because what?
I'm going to plug this muff off.
Because Purdy's a muff muff?
Yeah.
What's a muff muff?
Because you're banging Purdy's tummy. Because you get a compression. After that, say papa.
You're talking about the Purdy's tummy and then you're saying after you go, after that you give her a little pat-pat.
After that pat-pat, I'm going to another sound. There'll be another potty. Just be potty.
A party or a potty?
Potty.
Potty?
No, training pants.
Training pants? Thomas, what are you talking about?
Length. Then a pudding table, bud.
Oh, I'm sorry you've lost me. I really don't know what you're talking about now. I don't think you know what you're talking about either, do you?
Yeah.
Do you? Would you like another drink, Thomas?
No.
No, thank you. You drank that orange quite quickly, didn't you?
What orange?
The orange juice you were drinking.
Very fast.
You drank it very fast, very quickly, yes. Were you thirsty?
Yeah.
That's why I'm wondering whether you'd like another drink now. Would you like another drink? Thomas?
No.
No, thank you. Oh, Purdy, what is the matter? Come on, Pops. Here she comes. Look.
Here comes again.
Here comes Perdita.
Again.
Are you alright, sweetheart? Mm-hmm. Yes, she is. Oh, look. She's a nice girl, isn't she?
Yeah. But it's not a monster. But it's not monster, Carrie.
No, I'm not going to pick her up. I'm going to just leave her because I think she needs to be left alone. But she came, didn't she, when I did that with my fingers? Would you like to get up, please? Oh, I thought she'd seen something then because her head moved really quickly. Did you see it?
No.
What have you seen, sweeties? She's eaten quite a lot of food. Look at that plate. Perdy's plate, there's only a little bit left on it now.
Yeah!
She must have been very hungry, wasn't she?
Yeah. Perdy's a good girl.
She's a good girl, Perdy.
It's the band clapping.
No, it's band
clap. Mummy's the band clap. Mummy's the band clapper.
A what clap?
It's a band clapper.
A band clapper?
It's a good, actually.
You mean like a clapper board?
Yeah, I mean that.
Is that what you mean?
Yeah.
Right, she's been talking to you about
it. It's raining really hard.
Is it raining really hard?
Look.
Is it not sunshining?
No.
Oh dear. That is a bit strange, this, isn't it? Funny old rain.
Go away, rain!
Yes, go away, rain.
Not like you.
Rain, rain, go away, come back. Another day, do you know that rhyme?
Look.
Yes, I know.
Sledge.
Isn't it funny, this rain?
Yeah.
It's been so nice and warm.
My sun's lids are open.
It's not, is it?
Yeah.
No, it's not. No, the lid's on your sun pit, nice and tight. That's why we have to keep the lid shut. Because if it suddenly starts to rain or anything happens, if the lid's on tight, then no water can get in the sun. So when it is a nice sunny afternoon and you want to play in the sun pit, the sun's all lovely and dry, clean.
And fresh.
Oh, that's a nice kiss.
It's a nice guy kiss.
Actually, we can read this book because this book...
It's for our Christmas book.
For the Christmas book? It's a squeaky book. What is it?
Frog. Boing, boing, boing.
It's a crocodile. You see his teeth?
Yeah.
And he's got boots on. I was just thinking that's what you need on a wet day, don't you?
Yeah.
Shall we read the book?
I think
so.
There you go.
There you go. Hello, crocodile. Is anything wrong? Asked Mole in his sunglasses. Look at those big sunglasses. I have new rubber boots, but the weather is beautiful, said Crocodile. Crocodile, how are you? Asked the tall giraffe. The sun is so hot and dry, I can't try my new rubber boots, moaned Crocodile. Hello, Crocodile. Nice day, isn't it? Said Tortoise. The sun has dried up all the puddles, so I can't try my new rubber boots, said Crocodile. Gosh, look at the rain outside. That must be a cloudburst. Gosh. Look at it, the patio is almost flooded. Shh. Why are you saying shh so you can listen to the rain? What does the rain say?
Rain, rain, rain.
Pitter patter, pitter patter. Is that a nice rain sound?
Yeah.
How do you do, Crocodile, on this beautiful day? Asked Parrot. Gosh, that's a bright coloured parrot. I would like to try my new rubber boots. But it is not wet, sighed Crocodile. Oh, hot today, isn't it, Crocodile? Said a very happy butterfly. It's very hot and very dry, said an unhappy crocodile. They're nice shiny boots you have there, Dragonfly said. Yes, but I can't get them wet. Not today, anyway, said Crocodile. Now, who's that?
Cheeky monkey.
A cheeky monkey.
What's that?
He's swinging. What's what, darling?
What's that?
It might be a snake, do you think?
Yeah!
This is a beautiful day, isn't it, Crocodile? Said Monkey in his sun hat. Yes, it is, but I would like to try my new rubber boots, Crocodile said.
No.
Hello, Crocodile. If you want to get your boots wet, follow me, said Hippo. Oh, thank you, Hippo.
He's got a belly.
He has, hasn't he? He's a pink hippo and you can see his tummy button. What else can you see? He's got a little tongue poking out, haven't you there?
Can see sharp teeth.
The crocodile's sharp teeth, can you?
Yeah.
What do crocodiles say?
Snap!
Snap went the crocodile. Oh, thank you, Hippo. I'm so grateful for your help, said a smiling crocodile. That's how we can see his teeth. I'm so pleased that I can help you, Crocodile, said Elephant, as he squirted water everywhere. Look, a pink elephant as well.
Where's the snake again?
I don't think the snake's on that picture, is he?
Yes, Daniel.
Thank you very much for helping me, Elephant, said a very happy crocodile. Do you think there's one more page?
Yeah.
There is, or do you think that's it? No, I think that's it. No. Do you like that book?
I'm just reading it again.
You're just going to read it again? Which was your favourite one in the book?
That monkey got a belly.
That's a hippopotamus, a hippo. You like the cheeky monkey as well, didn't you?
Yeah.
Shall we do the cheeky monkey song?
It's a belly button.
Yes, his tummy button. That hippopotamus is carrying an umbrella, isn't he?
Umbrella.
An umbrella, look, this orange and white striped umbrella, because the hippopotamus knows that if the crocodile goes to see the elephant, he's going to squirt some water. There'll be water everywhere, so the hippopotamus has got his umbrella ready so that when he goes to visit the elephant, he doesn't get wet, but the crocodile wants to get wet, doesn't he? Because he wants to get his boots wet. Let's have a look. First of all, the crocodile is moaning because he can't try his new rubber boots. So he moaned, didn't he? And then he was fed up because he said, I would like to try my new rubber boots, but it's not wet. Sighed a crocodile. He sighed. You know that when you're fed up, don't you? When you're fed up, you go, that's sighing. Oh. And look. It's a very unhappy crocodile. But then, when he's happy because Hippo says he knows how he can get his boots wet, I'm so grateful for your help, said a smiling crocodile. And the last page, a very happy crocodile. So he's gone from moaning and sighing and being unhappy to be a smiling and happy crocodile. So why are you doing that?
And I wonder, after those turtle things, I need that.
Did you enjoy that book?
I need...
Well, this is a jigsaw, isn't it?
No, not yet. But after my pebbles drinks.
After your pebbles? Your pebbles? Have you seen the box with the pebbles in?
Yeah.
Well, would you like a look at that?
Yeah. And I take them. It's too high up.
Can you not reach it? You've got some on the kitchen window there, just let me get this. Oh dear.
Thank you.
Look at those. They're not pebbles, are they? What are they?
Pebbles.
There's
another one, got
the
money.
Yes, those are quite small ones. These are larger. Do you remember this one? What did we say that looked like?
Pear.
pear? Well, yes, it's sort of pear-shaped, but it's more egg-shaped. Did we not say it looked like an ostrich egg?
Yeah, and a spider egg and a snake's egg.
Pardon?
A snake egg.
A snake's egg, yes.
And a spider egg. Snakey?
We've all these pebbles, haven't we? Mummy's got a storage box for these. There are some under the kitchen sink in a little plastic box, but Mummy uses those for paperweights when I'm working in the garden. I'm writing in the garden, I use those paperweights because Mummy collected those when I was a little girl. I collected them when I was staying on the Isle of Iona, which is a very long way away. And they're very special to me and I don't really want them to go missing. So we have those in a special box, but I think we'll put these in another a box, perhaps a clear plastic box, and then we can see through the box and see what's inside.
This one's too large. That box is too large.
It is, and we can't see what's in it. It's taking up a lot of room. Well, Grandma and Granda collected some pebbles when you were just very young. You know when you first started liking windmills and we bought these little windmills?
Yeah.
Well, we put them in a plant pot on the patio table and we needed something just to wedge them together. So Grandma and Grandad went and picked lots of pebbles from the beach. And then when you've been to the beach, you've picked pebbles with them and we've got a lot in your sandpit, haven't we? And then we've got these that we play with in the house. Which is the largest one?
Yeah,
this one. This is very heavy, isn't it?
Yeah.
I like this pebble, don't you?
That is heavy. You have to bounce up and down gently. Up and down.
Bouncing it up and down gently. So I think when we finally do something different with these stones, I'm sure as you grow up and we don't want the stones.
Another one.
We can put them in the garden, but I think I would like to keep this one. Because this will remind me of you when you were a little boy.
A little tiny one.
It is a small one.
And I put it on your shoulder.
You're putting it on my shoulder. And I'll be able to say, oh, you see this pebble?
Yeah.
When my little boy, Thomas, was a small boy, when he was about 3 years old, we used to play with this. I'll be able to say, won't I?
There you go.
Can you see all the different colours? It's sort of a grey-blue speckled. It looks a little speckled like an egg. And it's got thin lines running through. There's almost a silvery tinge. Can you see that sparkly silvery?
Yes, it's not paint.
It's not paint, is it? No.
It's not paid. No.
Who's not paid?
Not paid.
And lots of bluey grey ones and lots of darker grey. Look at these. You look at that one, that's pink.
Yeah.
What colours can you see in that one? That looks almost like a piece of paper.
That's paid.
Oh, it's paid. Oh, I see. Oh, right. Are you a pebble shop, Mum?
Yeah.
Ah, right. Well, I tell you what, I'll go and get my purse.
Okay.
Get the purse with 20 million. How's that?
Hello, you want to find some pebbles?
Yes, please.
That's a big, large one.
A big, large one.
Well, be careful with that.
I will be careful with that. I tell you what, I'll take that because I think that reminds me of an egg. That would look nice on the window ledge, wouldn't it? How much do I owe you, Mr. Pebble Man?
£2.
£2? Gosh, yes, it's quite a large egg. There you are. Those are pound coins. £1, £2.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. I don't need any change because that's exactly the right money. Thank you.
This is just a till.
Is it a till? You're pretending that's a till, are you?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, now I've paid for that very large egg. I wonder if you have a tiny, a very small pebble, a small stone.
I got one.
Gosh, now that is, it's this out of all those, it's the smallest. You clever boy.
Yes. I got a big large one like that.
I think I'll just take the small one. Can you feel how smooth that one is, Mr. Pebbleman? You feel that?
Oh, it's very, yeah.
It's shiny and smooth. Now, the large one that I bought,
yeah,
it's still nice to touch, but it's a lot rougher, isn't it, than that one?
I'll just show you, this one will feel like a Smartie.
It does, doesn't it? It feels like it's got a shiny, smooth coating like a Smartie. Right, how much do I owe you for this small one, Mr. Pebbleman?
Lots of pounds.
Lots of pounds? Oh, come on, the big one was only £2. I can't tell you lots of pounds for this.
Like that. I need £2.
You need £2? Oh, fair enough. Oh, dear, I don't think I've got £2. Anyway, I've got 2 50 pences, that's £1.
And?
We've got some 20 pences here. 20, 40, 60, 80, and 2 10 pences, £92. Oops, my purse has fallen to bits. Thank you.
Thank you.
It's very, very kind of you. That's lovely.
Who do I remember?
I don't think I've got half my money left, actually. I've got 22 pence.
Look, your plate turned off.
Yes, you don't sell new purses, do you, Mr. Pebbleman?
No.
No, that's a shame. Mr. Pebbleman, what could I buy for 22 pence, please?
This little stone.
This little stone? That's quite a large stone. That's rather a nice one. This feels...
What do I owe you?
Oh, what do you owe me? Oh, I was going to give you 22 pence for it, but...
What do I owe me?
What do I owe me? Well, should I give you 10 pence for this one instead of 22 pence? And then I could perhaps buy two other stones.
Okay.
Thank you.
Oops, oops.
A daisy, we dropped it on the floor. Oops, a daisy. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, I've got lots of stones. I've got a very large one that looks like an egg. I've got this one.
I've got 2 pounds for you.
Oh, have you? This is an oval shape one.
What about another one?
Yes, please. I've only got 12 pence, though.
I'm going to buy some more with my money.
Excuse me.
What do I owe you?
What do I owe you? Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Well, really, because it's your shop, I should be giving you money, but if you want to give me some money, that's fine.
Oops.
Tell you what, I'll come back to the shop.
Yeah.
This stone that I bought,
the
very large one I like, and the very small one I like. I like this one, but I wondered whether I could give you this one back and have a refund, please, if you could give me some money back.
Okay.
And then I'll buy some different stones, if that's all right. There you are.
Okay. I've got
just one left. That's a nice one. That's a lovely one, isn't it? That's a dark grey. Can you see this beautiful white swirly pattern? It looks as if somebody's got a paintbrush and gone woof with that one, doesn't it? Right, so you're going to give me... Thank you. Give me a stone back and you give me... £2.60. Oh, and another stone, thank you. That's lovely, thank you. I've got some more money in my purse now. I'll be able to buy some more pebbles and stones.
Next week.
Next week, yes. Well, shall we pretend it's next week? It's next Thursday. Hello, shop. Oh, hello.
It's open.
Is it open? Hello, Mr. Pebbleman. How are you since I last saw you?
I'm okay.
You're okay. Can I have a kiss? Because I missed you. Oh, what a nice pebbleman. Have you got some small pebbles, please, Mr. Pebbleman? Fancy coloured small pebbles.
Like that one?
Like that one. Oh, now, isn't that gorgeous? Wow, I like that one. That looks like a lovely situation. Oh, how lovely. That's very nice. Have you got any more?
I have this.
That's nice. Oh, that. Gosh, that's very rough. Isn't that rough? You feel that. That's not a bit smooth, is it?
No, it's I can roll it.
You can roll it. It's gritty and grainy, isn't it? Would you prefer to roll that one, that nice smooth one? What does that feel like?
Sausage.
Feels like sausage, does it? Mm. You're rolling it as if you're making a sausage.
Yeah.
Thank you. Have you any other small ones, please?
I got this one.
Oops!
You
did nearly drop it then, yes. Well, yes, I'll just take these four, please. How much do I owe you?
There's £2.
Oh, you're giving me some more money, are you? Thank you. I'll just go back to the car.
Yeah.
Purdy's in the car, and I'll see if Purdy would like me to buy her any stones while we're here at the shop.
I'll
go,
well, it's
a large one. All right, I'll take that to the car and see if Purdy wants to have a look at it. If she likes it, I'll come back and pay you for it. Thank you.
I'm tidying up my money.
You're tidying up your money, right. Hello, Mr. Pebble Man. Yes, Purdy liked that stone, thank you. She'd like to buy it. How much do we owe you?
One, two, three, four, five.
Yeah. Oh, you're giving me money, are you? Thank you.
Mub.
Mup. You've put it through the till finally, have you? You scanned it. So it made that noise. Mup.
Then I just got one money left.
Right. The stone I really like is this one.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Isn't that unusual? Looks almost like a piece of chocolate, doesn't it?
Yes, I know.
It's actually quite light. You feel that stone, Thomas? You feel that in that hand? Now, this stone is the same size, but feel that one in that hand. It's much heavier, isn't it?
Yeah.
Which is the heavy one?
That one.
This one, which is the light one?
That one.
That's right. Mm. Well, I like that. I think that's very unusual.
I'm jelly. I've got a funny thing.
You've got a funny thing for me.
Just put it in there.
I'm putting it in my purse.
There you go, chip.
And you're shooting your leg. So then let's go to my purse. I get a big surprise, won't I?
Yeah.
Because there'll be a pebble inside that looks a little bit like chocolate.
Yeah, kind of.
Have you got some more small stones?
I have.
Well, that one's nice.
This is my purple stone back.
Are you getting your pebble stone back?
Oh, this.
Oh, wow, the lid's come off again.
Did you put your notebook in that hand?
I've got nothing in my hands. What have you got in your hand? Nothing. I like these two stones.
Yeah.
How much are those, Mr. Pebbleman?
Those are
20
pence.
Are they? 20 pence? Where's my money gone? You've stolen my purse.
This is my money box.
Is it? That was 20 pence for that stone.
Thank you.
And what about this stone? I like this one.
£4.
£4?
Yeah.
£4?
Yes.
Oh, I can't afford this. I'm sorry. I've only got 70 pence.
It's too big,
isn't it?
Thank you.
Oh, you'll take 70 pence for it, will you? Right. Well, I tell you what, I'll pay you the rest when I come in next week. How's that?
Okay.
I keep buying pebbles, you see, because I like them on my kitchen window ledge. I look at them.
I got a teaspoon.
What did you say? Shush a minute.
I got that one.
Are you telling me to shush a minute?
I love that one.
And how much is that one?
It's 1, 2, 3.
Oh, whoops, the daisy. There goes the money bag. Oh, dear, dear. Was this one?
£6.
£6? Well, I tell you what, Mr. Pebbleman.
Yeah.
I've been walking on the beach with Grandma and Grandma.
Yeah.
And I've collected all these pebbles.
I got ready at them.
Now, if I give you all these pebbles, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 pebbles.
If I just put them here.
If I put those 8 pebbles there, could I give you those to sell in your shop? And whatever money you make from selling them, you can keep and put in your till.
Yeah.
But I'll take this pebble for free because I can't afford £8. I haven't got £8.
I just got to.
But you'll get more than £8 for these 8 pebbles, won't you?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Pebbleman.
I want to buy some more pebbles like these ones.
The ones that I've just brought in for free?
No, I mean these ones.
Oh, go on then. You have polished them up. You've cleaned them up since I brought them in, haven't you?
They were not clean.
This is this one that looks like a piece of chocolate again. I thought I'd brought that one. Perhaps it's another one. This is a very light one. It's most unusual.
There you go.
Thank you. They're nice colours, aren't they?
One. Yeah.
Oh, thank you. How much is this pebble? I like that one. That's a beautiful oval shape. Look at that. That is...
That's one, two, three. There are then 1 pence.
1 pence?
Yeah.
Oh, that's 5 pence. Could I have 4 pennies change, please?
Okay.
If you have five and you take one off, you have four left. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah. What do I owe you?
What do you owe you? Owe me? You owe me 4 pence, please, because you said the stone cost a penny and I gave you 5 pence.
Oops.
We're a bit hopeless between us, aren't we? Dropping pebbles, dropping money. Oh, thank you. Well, you've actually given me £1.05, so I'm going to go while I'm ahead. Thank you very much, Mr. Pebbleman. I shall see you again. Bye. Have a kiss before I leave. I'll see you next Thursday. Oh, you're shutting the shop now, are you?
Shut.
Is that the shutters going down?
It's open!
Oh, well, I'm on my way home to have some tea.
Goodbye. Open again!
It's open again?
Yeah.
All right. I've actually come with a little truck this time.
Oh, yeah. I think these big ones, I think. And that one,
we can't fit
that big one.
Do you think it? I bet I could. I could. Do you remember we bought that little train that last summer, didn't we?
I did.
Well, in a shop somewhere in Stockport.
Oh, yes, and a slide and swing.
Oh, your slide and swing. Yes, we got those, but your slide was for your second birthday, wasn't it?
Oops, huh?
And Grandma and Granddad Bailey bought you a swing. Oh, a long time ago, before you were two. They bought it because they came to stay with us. And they had a nice
Mom,
time.
Mom, did he come to be on Q?
Is it being Q, Laurie?
He.
That looks like those P and O ferry train carriages that we see when we're at Burnish Station.
Look.
You know, the train goes past with the truck.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
There you go, there's your purse.
That's my purse, thank
you. You take all those pebbles out of that TNT lorry.
What's you calling the TNT lorry, are you? It's a train carriage. Gosh, there's a lot. I shall have to take them out in different loads because I can't carry
them. Then the man helped you.
The pebble man's helping you, see? Well, yes, I do need help with that oil arch. Gosh, that's a big one. Thank you.
Daddy, take
it
away.
Here's the one we dropped on the floor, so I'll pick that one up as well. We were talking about your swing. Grandma and Grandad Bailey came to stay with us, didn't they? They were about 1.5 years old. And they had a nice day and they said they wanted to buy something.
What about something?
For you, that would remind you of them. So they bought a swing.
No, it's not.
Diddly dum. Diddly dum. Diddly dum. Shall we move the train nearer to you?
Yes.
Shall I help you load the pebbles? Pebbles?
Yes.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 12. 8, 9, 12. What happened to 10 and 11?
It's good. Enough now, bye!
Oh, bye-bye!
Vroom! They stop there. I'm thinking I'll just buy another.
Alright. Shall I unload them? Look, we could build a little tower, couldn't we?
Yeah.
We could build...
Then the man takes two.
The man's taking two. We could build a pyramid. They don't stack as well as bricks, but...
Then there, that's the last one.
Is it? This is like doing a dry stone wall. Do you remember?
Goodbye.
When you watched Teletubbies once, there was a... Do you remember the two little boys on the farm? One was called Matthew, and their daddy kept sheep. I think it was a farm in Cumbria. And I think some of the sheep had escaped through a hole in the wall, and the little boys went with their daddy, who was the farmer, to help him build a dry stone wall. And this is what a dry stone wall is, Thomas. There's no cement like there is when you're cementing bricks together to make a house. It's just very clever formation of stones and rocks building up a big wall like this. Look at that. Grandad, we always done dry stone walling. You see a lot of dry stone walls in Yorkshire.
Help me and let all my stones out this passenger lorry.
You want me to help you take the stones out of the passenger lorry? All right, let's pop them there. Can you see how this wall's building up now? Isn't this clever?
Like a railway track.
Yes, look at that. That would stop sheep getting through, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Wow. I'm going to put these two fancy coloured ones there.
Yes, careful.
Oh, I'll use that very big egg-shaped one there. Look at it now. The sun is shining beautifully. I can't get over this. It's raining so hard a few minutes ago, wasn't it?
Yeah.
There we are. We've used all the stones to make a stone wall. Look at that. That's quite hard. Quite sturdy, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, I think we've done a good job.
Then, crash!
Oh, dear, oh, dear. What's happened? The crash, the truck's run into the stones.
No, all collapsed.
It's all collapsed. It has all collapsed, hasn't it? Oh, dear, dear, dear.
Say?
So that's the end of that.